Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Yeah, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
I thought you weren't looking at me, and I thought you were on your phone, and I was going to be like, what are you doing on your phone? We're working.
No, I'm here.
Oh, yes, you are. And so is Grandma Kane, Grammy Kane.
That's awesome.
That's going to be her new name now.
And we're
Grammy
back.
Kane. I wonder who else is listening right now. Oh, the son-in-law is listening right now. Why aren't work, dude?
Yeah, right?
Just playing hooky, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to answer me. I see the... Oh, he said, mind your business.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we're saying.
This show is just off the... We're like... What's the word for? The wheels have come off.
Wheels on the bus.
The wheels have come off. All right. Good morning. This is Morning Go. If you don't know what's happening and you're confused right now, it's time for Coffee with Kane. And Mr. Kane is back after a little hiatus. We had some famous people to talk to.
Well, you had people other than me who are famous.
No, stop. So I know that you did not know who Deirdre Hall of Days of Our Lives is, because you didn't watch Days of Our Lives in college.
Nope.
But then also the week before that, you did know Kyle MacLachlan, though, because you watched Twin Peaks, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember that.
That was our guest the week before. Which, by the way, we have a sponsor for Coffee with Kane. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm super excited.
I know. Scooter's Coffee in Farmington. I love Scooters. They're always so happy to see you. Yeah, and they're fast.
And the coffee's good.
It is. What's your favorite thing at Scooters?
Mocha. Mocha latte.
An iced mocha or
hot one.
Hot mocha. Even in the summertime you drink
it
hot?
Yeah, I do. All year long. Except I like the peppermint one at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. The white chocolate peppermint mocha. Yeah, that's delicious.
Tasty.
Anyway, so our Coffee with Kane is now brought to you by Scooter's Coffee in Farmington. And thank you to Bart Vandeven. He's an awesome dude. He's the one with the really deep voice.
Yeah.
In their commercials. His voice is so deep. Anyway, so we were talking about the fact that you actually did know. I have loved Deirdre Hall for like almost all of my life. I watched her as a little girl on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, you know, when I was actually working a daytime job and couldn't watch. I did watch sometimes at night when it first came on like the soap opera network. But, you watch Twin Peaks, but here's us. I have a topic for us to discuss, actually.
Wow. Okay.
I know, right? I have not been good at picking topics lately, but I mentioned this earlier. So if anybody's tuning in right now, I mentioned this earlier that there are some good shows that you can actually fall asleep to. And it needs to be a show that's going to help you fall asleep. And I will tell you right now, you watching Pet Sematary the other day did not help my sleep.
Yeah.
That show, ugh.
It was such a good
movie.
And
you were watching the newer movie version, not the older movie version.
Yeah. And I'm going to say the older one I liked more.
I think it was, I don't remember the end of the book, but I think it may have been a little more accurate. Either way, super creepy.
Super.
And I have that little girl's face in my head now.
Aw.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Not in a good way. anyway, so the thing is, this public speaking website called Amber Willow, never heard of it before today, they ranked the most relaxing shows based on criteria like genre, episode length, content rating, and the presence of frightening scenes.
Yeah.
Excuse you, sir.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't think you're going to guess what the number one show is that's soothing to help you fall asleep.
I got nothing.
Bluey.
Yeah. Bluey. Why does this not surprise me?
Listen, that show is so calming. There is something so sweet about it. It's the way I used to feel about Blue's Clues when the kids were little.
Yeah.
It just calmed everybody down. They loved that show so much. Yep. They dressed up as Bluey and Magenta, or Blue and Magenta on Halloween one year. So, yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, they were so cute.
Bluey is supposed to help you fall asleep.
Bluey is supposed to help you fall asleep. Number two on the list is Seinfeld.
What?
I know, right? I find that show extremely annoying. Unpopular opinion, don't care. I never really liked that show.
How is it good for helping you fall asleep?
I don't know. Probably because it's so boring, but I just find the characters annoying. Have you ever seen Mr. Bean?
Yes.
The show, Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
Yeah,
I don't. Totally. Is it boring enough to help you fall asleep, or is it calming enough? Because
I don't know. This is strange. I don't know. Someone's talking about things I don't understand.
One of your favorite characters, or one of your favorite movies, Love Actually, has Mr. Bean in it. He's the one working at the gift counter of the bracelet purchase.
Right.
But, like, I've never seen the show, so I don't know. Pride and Prejudice, the 1995 BBC miniseries. Oh, no, thank you. Yeah. I don't like that one.
So great.
Shut up. You're being sarcastic. I know you've never even watched the movie Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley, which surprises me because don't you like her?
Not enough to watch Pride and Prejudice.
Have you seen any of the... the author's name has just gone out of my head. And
I don't know. Let me answer your question, though, before you go any further. On purpose? No.
Okay.
No, not on purpose.
Someday I'm going to make you watch Pride and Prejudice. It's so good.
No.
So.
And you all listening need to come to my rescue.
No. Oh, excuse me. Your son-in-law just said, I'm a good husband. I've watched it twice with baby girl.
Whatever. He only did it because I told him in his marriage vows he had to do that.
No, that is true. All right. Then there's number five is The Office, the U.S. version. No, I have worked with those people. I don't want to watch it.
Mm.
I worked with a Dwight Schrute. His name was Randy, and he was the most annoying person on the planet.
I don't understand why these shows are listed as things that will make you...
I don't know. Help you fall asleep? I don't know. Asleep. Friends? No.
Nope.
Ross and Rachel are annoying. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a Monica. I admit it fully. I don't care. Nah. What?
What?
You're a Chandler, so...
No.
Actually, that's Son in Love. Anyway, all right, Fawlty Towers, the British TV show from the 70s. Have you ever watched that?
Once.
No, it's okay. Haikyuu, a Japanese anime show? No.
Whatever.
I'm not watching anime to fall asleep. Yes, Minister, a British show from the 80s? No. And Arrested Development is supposed to help you fall asleep?
I think this is a bogus list.
I agree. All right, run down the list of shows that you watch to help fall asleep.
Golf. Golf. And usually, if I'm really tired, I turn on golf.
No, that is not true. You never watch golf. What's the one that has the How It's Made?
I do like How It's Made.
You turn that on Sundays, so you'll fall asleep and take a nap. Yeah,
and I used to like to watch Father Brown.
Father Brown Mysteries and the murder in that one town. Everybody dies.
Midsummer Murders.
Midsummer Murders. That
Those
one.
Are great
that
to fall
town
asleep to.
was chock full of murder.
Yeah, it was.
So
I would not want to live there.
No, that would be awful.
Yeah,
there's
totally.
a lot of bad things happen in Midsummer. And Father Brown has to be the most unassuming detective on the planet. I mean, although he makes a lot of assumptions, but personally, he's unassuming.
Well, he's a priest.
And he makes a lot of he gets it wrong first, doesn't he?
Not necessarily.
A lot of times he gets it wrong before he gets it right.
Maybe. I don't know. I do like that show, though.
I don't get it.
I was trying to fall asleep.
Well, yes. And then for a while, you were watching like vampire and werewolf shows, and I had to make you leave the room.
Yeah. I went through a phase with The Walking Dead and then the vampires and things like that.
Yeah. I made you wear headphones if you came to bed at the same time as I did.
But yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Can't watch those. I was trying to think of... I will listen to the soundtrack to Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley in order to fall asleep because the piano music from that is very soothing. But I can't watch a television and fall asleep.
How are we still talking about Pride and Prejudice?
Because I love that movie.
Apparently so.
Much. It's my self-soothing movie. Yeah. If I'm annoyed about something, I will watch that. Yeah. I was trying to think. I've been watching a show called... I can't think what it's called now. It's a murder show. Murder in a Small Town.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've heard good things about it.
And then there's another one about some sort of camp. I can't think of it. It's with Luke from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching that, too. But it's not necessarily as much about murder as it's just a grown-up soap opera. So,
that sounds about right.
So, anyway, that's what this is. This says that the worst show to watch before you go to sleep is Hannibal. Followed by Sons of Anarchy, Daredevil, Boardwalk Empire, Peaky Blinders, and then I think it also mentioned Dexter as the worst shows to watch. They're very violent and loud and not nice. Those are not soothing to me.
I watch baseball.
To fall asleep?
No.
No, you watch a lot of baseball,
just to
sir.
Relax.
And you have figured out how to delay watching it until I have gone to bed, which I highly appreciate.
Yeah, the DVR thing is a great invention.
I highly appreciate that because while I love baseball, I don't want to watch baseball every single day.
Oh, I do.
I don't know how people with season tickets, there's like 160 games. Aren't there at least 80 at home?
Pretty much. Somewhere around
there. That's a lot of baseball to go to. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
No, I've watched the movie Pitch Perfect. It can make some people miserable.
Yeah.
Are they all retired? How do you go to day games? You quit your job. Day games are mostly in the summer, so being a teacher is perfect. But still, that's a lot of baseball. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the fact that football's only once a week, but... I don't like the fact that it's at night because I have to go to bed at 7:45.
True.
So I missed the end of the game the other night. And yeah,
you didn't want to see it.
No, I did not. I said right here on the radio, I wish they'd broken his foot when they stepped on it,
oh my
but whatever.
Gosh, you can't wish that evil on Ricky Bobby.
I don't. That dude's a long-haired hippie. I don't care for him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
What did Lawrence ever do to you?
I don't even know his name, and I don't care. I don't remember his name. Is his name Lawrence? Yeah. Is that his last name or his first name?
Last name.
Mm. I just remember him being annoying last year as a person. So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Did you have anything to talk about this morning besides TV? Shows that help you fall asleep?
No.
I didn't know if you had anything interesting to bring to the table, sir.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, I got nothing.
Are you warm in here?
I'm really warm.
My hands are freezing. It's either feast or famine on the temperature in studio. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
If it's too warm, then news director Dustin Kopp is unhappy. If it's too cold, I'm unhappy. So...
Yeah, well...
I do what I can, though, dude.
I know.
Are you going to run get you some Scooter's Coffee after Coffee with Kane?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
It can be Coffee with Mr. Kane at Scooter's Coffee today.
I know. I can make a special guest appearance.
At Scooter's. You can tell him, hey, have you been listening to Coffee with Kane? We've been talking about you.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they'll, give me some whipped cream or something. You know?
You have to pay for that. Although we have, we may have a couple of scooters certificates from the Big Deal store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
I'll have to look in the coupon.
You all should get you some of those.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have any. I'd have to look, but yeah. Anyway, so, all right. Well, thanks. Big thanks to Bart and Scooters Coffee in Farmington for sponsoring Coffee with Kane. And an additional thank you to Mr. Kane for showing up today. And to all our loyal fans listening in my text messages, Dave Cater, Grammy Kane, and the son in love. Yeah. So. Everybody, Jane Austen. Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
My mother-in-law is coming in clutch with the name of the author for Pride and Prejudice. Thank you.
There you go. Just you guys work together.
You're probably glad that you and I don't work together because I'd make you watch Pride and Prejudice.
This is true.
You wouldn't have a choice. I'd be your boss. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not already.
Oh.
And on that note, I'm going to bid adieu to Mr. Kane before he is... unmisses me. All right. Have a good day, dear.
Bye.
All right. That's it for Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane, brought to you by Scooters Coffee in Farmington. If you missed any of it, you can go find it on our website. I'll have it posted up shortly at b104fm.com. And you can find the links for our Apple Podcasts and Spotify right there at b104fm.com/Audra.